So currently you're doing the mortgage thing as your 9 to 5, working for yourself. And then you've got this Leisure FM.
Yeah.
So talk us through Leisure FM a little bit.
Lesh.
I beg your pardon.
That's all right.
Lesh.
So literally, like, you know, it's a strange one because as COVID-19 hit, I mean, it's still so fresh. It is fresh, right? But as COVID-19 hit, you know, the mortgage industry didn't really, like, everyone was like, I'm not going to do nothing.
Yeah, of course.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I want them to. I don't want people to force people to buy a house.
Yeah.
My advice right now is don't buy a house. Like, the market hasn't crashed yet for the mortgages, and it's about to crash. Do you know what I mean? So that's not, and I can't give you advice about that, FYI, everybody. So just don't listen to my advice. But
just don't buy a house, mate.
No. Yes, please don't.
He's on Jewel of Doves if you ever want to ask him a question.
Yeah,
absolutely. But my advice is, like, you know, I had to stop and say, okay, well, I'm talking to people and they're saying, oh, look, man, I didn't speak to anyone that lost their jobs. So that's a good sign to me. My book or my client book isn't based on casual employment,
sure,
if that makes sense. Yeah, my book is more blue collar kind of people. So they have just been working for home. So there's no drama there.
Yeah.
But some of the clientele that I was dealing with mid COVID-19, you know, they've had their days reduced. So the deals that I was about to go to do, I couldn't do them anymore. So, you know, instead of me going crazy, because I'm, as you can tell, I'm always...
You can't sit still.
No, I cannot sit still.
You've got to... seems like you've got to point your energy at one...
At something
and kind of give it your all.
Right.
And it's intoxicating because, like, when this happened, like, when this Lesh thing happened.
Yes, it was.
Like, it was so intoxicating that I'm just like, let me help you. I'll help you with the website. Let's do the logo.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
And I had no fear of that as well. So it's like, fuck it. Like, let's just get some
true.
Happened. Yeah, well.
But, like, you know, and thank goodness for Luke because the website that I'm using now is gold, right? You know, and like, I'm not as good to build websites as what Luke is in regards to visually and stuff like that. I can build a website, right?
Yeah.
You know, I can build one. But
we're both of the same skill. So all I did was make the template for him, which is the same template we're using, just in a different way.
Sure.
And then, yeah, now you're just running with it and just duplicating. But I guess, can you maybe run us through the... So it's only been, like, this COVID has only been a short time, right? Like, we've been locked down.
Sure.
And Lesh FM is only, like 2 months old, a month old?
Maximum.
Yeah.
So can you maybe run us through... I guess this trajectory, because I think it's a testament to your, like, drive and tenacity, because it's gone from what it was like 4 weeks ago
to now
with this cube. Massive, as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Like, can you maybe speak to that a little
bit? Well, I mean, look, you know, to be honest, to start up Lesh FM, because I obviously, when I work inside an office, I'm the music man, as you can imagine, right? Mm. So I've got Spotify on all the time and I'm always playing music for everyone in the office. And, you know, like, shout out to Kim if she's listening, but, you know, at the end of the day, Kim was like, what am I going to do now? I'm not going to have you there. Like, you play my music. Kim is one of the girls in the office.
Sure.
So I was just like, and going back to that original thing, I was one of the radio station. It was purely to play my mixes and my music on the station. That's all I created it for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I took ego and put it to the side and said, okay, hold on a second. Like, I don't even make music. I don't really make DJ mixes anymore. I don't. I just knock around with a bit here and there just for fun. But I don't sit, like, you know, people are grinding out there. Their side hustle is being a DJ and they want to be a big DJ. And I'm just like, how can I collab with all these guys? And literally, as soon as I started to push it on Facebook, because all I used was Facebook. There's so many other things to use. I never use, but it's too much. So I just used Facebook and literally was like, who wants to have their DJ mixes on a radio station? And no one knows how big it is. No one knows it. It's like, everyone just looks at Lesh FM. They're like, okay, cool. So it literally went from my music and my MP3 music, right, to my DJ mixes, to everybody else's DJ mixes. And that just organically, I went from asking people and being like, please let me have your mix, to people emailing me saying, hey, here's my mix and here's my bio, here's my images.
Yeah, because they want to be on the website, right?
They want to be on the website. I'm giving away free promotion.
Sure. So using the website as a platform to promote their music and stream it?
That's right.
Okay. And what player are you currently using? Is it on Spotify?
No. It's built in. We did a HTML5 player.
I guess we didn't really talk.
Sorry. I'm actually using Winamp. Which is hilarious.
Well, we actually haven't gone into detail of what the radio is. So maybe that leads to that question, I guess. So, like, maybe do you want to go into like the streaming side of it and like,
sure,
because it's not like a on-demand type.
Oh, gotcha.
No, it's like a proper traditional radio station.
Okay,
right. If you think about that, it's if you want to listen to it, you got to go to the radio. You got to go to leshfm.com and then just press play, right? And then that will get my stream, right? So it's a 24-hour stream.
Okay,
that's just pushing out audio.
And you've got 24 hours worth of content for the past.
Man, I got like.
And you just weeks. Keep it playing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I program it.
Yeah.
So I program, put the DJ mixes in there.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that takes up time.
Yeah.
That's the killer for me right now, is that how much time it takes up.
Yeah.
Because I haven't found the program or I haven't found the situation. It's just me. It's manual.
Mm.
It's all me doing it manually.
Mm.
Like before I came here today, I set up till 12 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
So then when I get home tonight, I'll set up tomorrow morning and then tomorrow day as well.
Sure.
So when a DJ sends you like their mix and everything,
sure.
Do you have a listen first? Or you just trust it? Or like, how do you make that
call?
So
I play it. I'm like, okay, that's psytrance. Or okay, yeah, that's house. Or that's deep house. And I put it into a category. It's progressive. Sure.
But so what about the mixing skill and like the actual mix?
Generally, you can tell by their following. Like, you know, someone that sends me that's like, you know, 3,000 followers, like they're not going to
get shit. I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, you know, like I did get a bad experience and I got some guy from overseas that sent me an R&B one. And I mean, I listen to the station all the time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So that's always playing in my house. So if it's horrible, I can tell. And I'm like, damn, that's rubbish. But there was an R&B guy that sent me this mix and I was driving in the country and I was just like, he's not even mixing. I lost it.
You mean just like track up the track?
Yeah, he was just like truck down and then track up. I was like, that's not fucking DJing. That's just playing tracks. I could do that. A three-year-old could do that, right?
Yeah.
And it was shit quality. And, you know, that's for me, quality is quality, right?
Yeah.
So literally emailed him and said, hey, man, thanks for your mixes, but they're rubbish. And
not so harsh.
Yeah,
but I said,
that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You haven't even mixed this stuff. I'm happy to listen to it again if you try and mix.
Yeah.
But don't give me – and a high quality, right? And he's like, oh, thank you for your time. I was like, okay, then cool, delete. So, but that's just one out of all the DJs that I've got.
Yep.
And you know, and then it evolved actually from that point, from just doing DJ mixes to that when I contacted you with this is going to be good, which was a rapper. So I put out a little thing about why I'm doing Lush FM.
Sure.
On Facebook, and someone goes, it's a shame you're not doing it for rappers as well. And I was like,
doesn't mean that I can't.
I never said I wasn't, number one. And I just contacted him, right? I'm like, hey, man, I'm happy. Like, what's the deal? He's like, well, I've got a crew. We had something booked in for COVID-19 at the laundry, but it's been cancelled. And then literally my mind just went, bang, really? Well, let's do it on Lush FM. And, man, I had the biggest spike of traffic I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
it went from like, you know, normal was like 100, went to 250 on that night.
So they sent you a mixtape
So they had about eight artists or something, whatever it was.
Yep.
And they sent, so I dedicated the Thursday night to them. So I started at 7 and went till 12.
Okay.
And just put all their tracks in there.
Yep.
It was an EP launch, right?
Sure.
So I had the thing and had like voiceovers and just put it in there. And that was very stressful, but it worked. And then the next week, I got a psytrance event that went for 28 hours.
Whoa.
28 hours of psytrance.
Yeah.
And like, I wasn't even I didn't know what psytrance was, which is, you know, because I'm not in the industry that much anymore. But it went, literally started at 4 o'clock on a Friday and went till Sunday morning.
That's nuts.
And like the peak, the jump I got was even more than
incredible.
The other one. Right.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any way you can just think of ideas like while you're talking about this. I wonder if there's any way you can connect with the people listening. Because thinking about the people listening for that amount of time or for however long, like, is there a way?
Facebook. So everyone comments on Facebook.
So people are, there's a dialogue happening.
There is dialogue happening.
Yeah.
But then that goes to that next level, which is the cube.
Yeah.
Right. And that was literally just me sitting down on that isolation event the next morning on a Saturday morning. Like, it was still going. There were people still on the radio station listening, and I was freaking out. Like, you know, there's people staying up, you know, listening to this stuff.
Yeah,
I was asleep. I had kids, right?
That's what I mean, I guess, with people staying up listening. Like, people it was cool to have dialogue happening. Right? Yeah.
Because it went to this pyramid, right, where you've got like, okay, this is me, this is Lush FM, and then you've got these DJs. And you've got their followings.
Yep.
So it goes, the reach is massive.
Mm-hmm.
My reach was like, you know, on Facebook, I got what, 3,000 people on Facebook, right?
Yep.
But then they might have 4,000 people. So then there's like, you got 28 DJ mixes.
Tapping into everyone else's networks and stuff and like that. And
in my mind, as it's going crazy. Like, oh my God, this is huge.
So how did that give birth to?
The Cube?
The Cube.
Literally that, no, that, the next day I was watching Facebook Live and Tiesto, you know, Tiesto is, right? Tiesto was live on his own stage and he had like 5,100 people watching him. And I'm just like, why are we not doing this? So literally death. And I called Concert Audio Visual, which was one of our first clients and a very good friend of mine, Joe Sofo, who's one of my clients for mortgage broking as well. So I've been, you know, I've known him for a very long time. And I said, hey, man, why aren't we doing this? Because he's got all the gear, right? Because and you can't hire anybody. So
yeah, give him a bit of a shout out and a plug maybe.
Concert Audio Visual, of course, concertav.com.au. They do all sales and hires for DJ equipment. And yeah, check them out. They've been around for a very long time. That's where I buy all my DJ gear for. If you want to hire anything, if you're a DJ and want to hire something, they do all the hires as well.
Correct. They also we actually bought all this podcast equipment from them as well.
We did.
They gave us a good deal.
Massive plug.
Shout out to them.
Shout out.
Definitely.
Thank you.
But yeah, so literally contacted Joe. I was like, Joe, what are we doing, man? Like literally, because he's sitting there like, fuck, man, I got all this equipment here and I can't rent it out. Yep. I can't hire it. I can't sell it.
Yep.
Because this COVID-19 thing. So it went from like me from Let's Shift M to this point, to events, to now the Cube. And the Cube is a $500,000 live stream stage. And like, you know, everyone's been live streaming from their bedroom, which is great. I mean, Carl Cox does it, which is fantastic, right? And in respect to Carl Cox, 100%.
But it does look shit though.
It does look shit. Yeah. And the worst thing is some of them are just using their phone microphone. Yeah. And I'm a stickler for quality. Yeah, sound quality especially, like because I'm a DJ. Yeah, I still buy records. Yeah, so sound quality for me is, you know, ultimate. So when I'm seeing these people that are having like, you know, this one phone, I'm just like, you're playing vinyl and you're using your mic. Like, come on, you're a DJ. Make one extra plug and plug it in. So anyway, that's where I came from. I've got a lot of hate from that on Facebook.